The fight over campus carry is coming back to the Georgia legislature. A bill passed last year would have allowed weapons at state colleges and universities, but it was vetoed by Governor Nathan Deal. Now, some lawmakers say they want to write a bill the governor can sign. WABE's Johnny Kaufman has this preview.
Hey, guys.
Michael Lucas is ready to pick up his daughter Zoe from daycare on the campus of Georgia State University. But before they can go home, they need to find her toy car.
I don't see it, Daddy.
You don't see it? You think it's probably in your cubby?
Zoe's dad is right. They find it in her cubby. Lots of Georgia State faculty and staff send their young kids here. Michael doesn't want guns anywhere near his child or her daycare.
It's real and it's personal for me because I think it could be really dangerous for my kids and other people's kids.
Michael says he thinks about how Zoe and her classmates climb and jump on him, to the point they even rip his clothes sometimes. As the kids play around, he worries they'd set off someone's gun. For Michael, that's too big a risk. He also doesn't understand the argument that a good guy with a gun is the best way to stop a bad guy with a gun.
The prospect of any kind of crossfire would make you really nervous in a school full of kids who aren't gonna run to the safest spot in the crossfire where there's gonna be chaos. I try to put myself in the shoes of a proponent of that, and it's really hard to figure out.
It seems Governor Deal shared Michael's concern last year when he vetoed the campus carry bill.
Having weapons in a daycare facility just because it's on government property where government cannot say no deserves some further attention.
And Deal wasn't just worried about daycare centers. He also had concerns about guns showing up in meetings where students are disciplined. Lawmakers say they're writing a bill to address those issues, a sort of compromise.
We probably would not support that. And the reason being, it's so watered down now. What does it really give you?
That's gun rights activist Jerry Henry. He heads the group GeorgiaCarry.org. Henry says last year's vetoed bill already had exemptions for dorms, fraternities and sororities, even sporting events. But some gun rights activists are willing to compromise, like Georgia Tech student Jaquan Taylor.
Because I think it's worse to not be able to protect yourself, period, versus at a few different locations.
Taylor says at school, he feels outnumbered by people who don't want guns on campus.
A lot of people feel like, hey, no other student wants this, so why would I want it either? But they got to understand that some of us do want it.
And Taylor says he'll lobby for a campus carry bill again this year. Lindsay Donovan will lobby against it. She leads the Georgia chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense, and she says professors' only job should be to teach students.
But to also be that person that may have to talk someone down, that's not fair. And it's not fair for them to be a security guard.
Donovan says the sheer number of people opposed to campus carry is a powerful force. Professors, students, parents, and even the University System Board of Regents came out against it last year. But Republicans appear set on passing something, and they control the legislature. Advocates on both sides are just waiting on the details. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.